You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Media out there, let's try telling the truth about the men and women of ICE and the men and women of the Border Patrol. I wore that uniform. I was an ICE agent. These are the finest men and women in this country that put their lives on the line every day for this country. I buried Border Patrol agents. I buried ICE agents. Luckily, thank God, we're not burying one today.
Border Patrol agent was just shot in the face by an illegal migrant with four previous arrests in New York City. But what Tom Homan announced next will absolutely blow your mind. This isn't just another crime story. This is the moment everything changes. And I'm about to show you exactly why sanctuary cities are about to face their worst nightmare imaginable. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to make sense of all the madness as the Democrats desperately try to resist the inevitable rise of a new conservative age. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. We've all heard about border crisis stories before. I mean, obviously over the past 4 years during the bleak Biden winter, border crisis stories were a daily occurrence. But this situation that just happened is completely unprecedented. On Friday, July 19th, an off-duty U.S. Border Patrol agent was shot during an attempted robbery in New York City. The agent was walking through Riverside Park in Manhattan when two men on a scooter confronted him and demanded his watch at gunpoint. The agent identified himself as law enforcement, drew his own firearm, and exchanged gunfire with the assailants. He was struck in the torso and the face, but managed to wound one suspect before both fled the scene on the scooter. The agent was transported to a hospital where he underwent surgery. Officials said his injuries were serious, but he is expected to survive. The primary suspect is Miguel Mora Nunez, a 21-year-old from the Dominican Republic, who was the one shot in the incident. The second suspect arrested is Christian Ibar Broa, 22 years old, also from the Dominican Republic. Both are here illegally. But to make things even more maddening, the one who shot this agent, he was deported before, but came back under Biden in 2023. He was since arrested four different times and released every single time without bail. His rap sheet is insane. Grand larceny in 2023, assault and criminal contempt in 2024, armed robbery in 2025, released every time without bail. The accomplice driving the scooter, also caught and released under Biden in 2022. But here's the twist that changes everything. This shooting just triggered the biggest immigration enforcement response we have ever seen. And I'm about to break down exactly what's going on. You saw earlier Border Czar Tom Homan getting very emotional about this shooting, that he could barely contain his fury. Well, He was just getting warmed up. Check this out.
I'll say it again. Sanctuary cities are sanctuaries for criminals. And I'm going to work very hard with Secretary Noem to keep President Trump's promise and his commitment several weeks ago that sanctuary cities are now our priority. We're going to flood the zone. You don't want to let us into jail to arrest a bad guy in the safety and security of a jail. You want to release him into the street, which makes it unsafe for the community, makes it unsafe for the officer, makes it unsafe for the alien. Because anything can happen on a street arrest. So what we're going to do, we'll have more agents in New York City to look for that bad guy. So sanctuary cities get exactly what they don't want, more agents in the community and more agents in the work site. If we can't arrest a bad guy in the safety and security of a county jail, then we'll arrest him in the community and we'll arrest him in a jail. And when we arrest him in the community, if he's with others that are in the country illegally, they're coming too.
Hey, gang, do you ever wonder how people like Nancy Pelosi seem to know exactly when to buy certain stocks? How politicians seem to have secret knowledge of what's going to do well in the market? Well, you know what? It's all insider trading. Pelosi and her cronies have been getting away with it for years. But guess what? You and I actually have access to that same inside information. Thanks to a little SEC loophole, we can track what the big corporate CEOs are buying up in real time. And we can just ride their coattails into financial success legally and ethically. Now, once you learn the secret of the trade, you're in. Now, to do that, you have to join me along with my good friend and trading expert, Ross Givens, this Thursday, July 24th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Ross is the real deal. His insider tips have led to returns of over 200%. Some have even hit as high as nearly 1,500%. It's going to be huge, but seats are limited. Click the link below and snag one of the remaining online seats today. This is going to change your life, gang. You cannot afford to miss it. Click on that link below right now. So Homan just declared that sanctuary cities are now ICE's top priority. In his words, they're about to flood the zone with federal agents. If mayors won't let them arrest criminals safely in jails, they're sending more agents into the streets, more agents into the work sites, and more agents to immigration courts. Homan, in effect, is saying sanctuary cities are done. They are over. ICE is going to overwhelm them over the next 3.5 years, that every single mayor overseeing these absurd sanctuary policies will end up begging for mercy as a result. But the most shocking part here, even the legacy media can't ignore the success of Trump's deportation efforts anymore. A new CBS poll shows 61% of Americans say immigration deportations are top concerns. The American people have spoken, and the Trump administration is delivering. Just last week, Trump's Immigration and Customs Enforcement delivered perhaps the single most significant immigration enforcement policy in American history. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons issued a memo that will literally change everything. No more bond hearings for illegal migrants who cross the border illegally. So, if you don't know, a bond hearing is a court proceeding where a judge determines whether a person arrested for a crime should be released from jail while awaiting trial. And if so, what conditions should be attached to that release, often, you know, involving a bail amount. The primary purpose is to ensure the defendant appears for future court dates and to balance public safety with the defendant's right to freedom. That is, if the defendant is a citizen. Under this new directive, millions upon millions of illegal migrants will be detained throughout their entire deportation process. They will no longer be subject to bail. And Congress just approved, through the One Big Beautiful Bill, funding to detain at least 100,000 people at a single time, nearly doubling the previous record of 58,000. But that's just the beginning. The One Big Beautiful Bill that Trump signed on the 4th of July provides a massive $45 billion for immigration detention through 2029. That's more than quadruple ICE's previous detention annual budget. This administration isn't just talking about mass deportations. They are funding it at levels simply never seen before. Plus $32 billion for immigration agents and enforcement operations. That's a 20x increase in immigration agents, which means we're seeing 20x the arrests. And that is precisely what Tom Homan is promising to unleash on these sanctuary cities. This Border Patrol agent took a bullet to the face because sanctuary city policies put criminals before citizens. But Tom Homan just declared war on these failed policies. The agent is recovering, thank God. His attackers are now in custody. And now every sanctuary city mayor is about to learn what accountability looks like when you mess with America's heroes. The message is absolutely clear. If you won't cooperate with ICE, you're getting flooded with federal agents. If you release criminals instead of letting ICE arrest them safely, you get exactly what you don't want. More agents in your communities, more agents at your work sites, more agents everywhere. Let me know what you think. I want to hear your comments. I want to read your comments in the comment section down below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis that you're not going to hear anywhere else. Love you guys. God bless.
Hey, everyone. Dr. Steve here. If you've read my new book, America Awakened, you already know something powerful is happening across our nation. We're watching a historic reawakening of faith, family, and freedom, and it's just getting started. But the book was just the beginning. So that's why I'm inviting you to a brand new one-time America Awakened Masterclass, where I'll go even deeper into what's really happening right now and give you the tools to not just understand it, but thrive in it. In this powerful live masterclass, you'll learn how to build wealth in the rising patriot economy. You'll learn how to protect your family in a world full of chaos. You'll learn how to find real alternatives in education, media, and more. And you're going to take practical steps to restore truth in your own backyard. I'll be teaching live. You'll have the chance to interact with me directly, but seats are limited and registration isn't open yet. So all you have to do is click below and register for early access to be the first to know when doors open. This is your time. This is America's time. This is America Awakened. Can't wait to see you there.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a five-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at GuardYourCard.com.